Welcome to Jamaica's Promise, the program which highlights positive development at the primary level. On today's program, several young ladies at the Clancarthy Primary School share their experiences after participating in the Girls Who Code project. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned. According to recent statistics, for every 7 men in the information technology sector, there are only 3 women. In Jamaica, the government is seeking to create a more equal ratio through the Girls Who Code initiative. Under Girls Who Code, young ladies below the age of 18 participate in summer camps and training seminars where they are taught computer coding and introduced to other IT specializations, including robotics, mobile development, hypertext markup language HTML, and cascading style sheets CSS. The initiative is being spearheaded by the Ministry of Science, Technology, Energy and Mining in collaboration with the SEPRAD and MUSN foundations. Most recently, an hour of coding exercise was staged at the Clancarthy Primary School, which saw several young ladies from grades 5 and 6 being introduced to software for creating computer codes.
Hour of coding is observed internationally to expose persons to creating computer codes as opposed to being end users, expose them to different types of coding using different scenarios. Minecraft was one, Star Wars was another, and the other one was Frozen. The kids seemed to like Minecraft a lot, so a lot of them went on to Minecraft to create their own versions of Minecraft. They were building their own games.
Technical officer at the Ministry of Science, Technology, Energy and Mining, Monifia Hewling. She says the girls took to the process much quicker than anticipated.
They found it easier than I did. The moment they got on and they were able to work and go through, you found that they were able to work on their own and get to the different levels pretty quickly.
Teacher and technology manager at Clancarthy Primary, Ricardo Gale, says the software's fun, user-friendly interface should convert a few of his young students to possible IT professions.
This is a modern way of teaching the youngsters coding. It's graphically presented, which children love graphic. Introducing this to them will show them that, you know, there are opportunities for the ladies. They can do it too.
He's hopeful that Clancarthy will become a regular stop in the Girls Who Code project going forward.
We want this to be a model school, and with this program being introduced here and we using it, I think we will start to reap the benefits at a school we want to come on board as well.
Junior Minister for Technology Julian Robinson says based on the high interest shown in the Girls Who Code project from corporate area schools, the next step is to take the program even further afield.
We certainly want to get it into the rural areas. We have started, but I would say there's a lot more to do to broaden the program beyond the urban centers. We have targeted the schools on the Tablets in School project, since clearly they already have the tablets. And what we're trying to do is encourage students at the schools with the tablets to establish Girls Who Code clubs at each of the schools so that more of the young ladies can get involved.
It's time to meet some of Clancarthy's future IT superstars. Kesia Buchanan shares her experience after participating in the Hour of Coding project.
Basically, I just had fun. I learned how to code the thing. I was trying to move to each level, trying to do my best.
Here's her classmate, Alika Wright.
Yeah, it was so fun. I learned not to give up because I reach level 9, then I start over. I tried to help my friend, but she hesitated, so I just did it by myself.
And lastly, here's Chanel Collins.
I learned to make a game. I learned a lot of things about the game.
I played Frozen.
That's it for this week's program. Thanks for joining us. And if you know of an interesting program or activity at a primary school, let us know and we'll highlight it right here on GIS Radio. Just email us at radio@gis.gov.jm or call us at 926-3590. Till next week, I am Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Andre Palmer, and this has been Jamaica's Promise.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.